This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Bob Haney, let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline from USA Today's our friend Bob Nightingale. Bob, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks, Bob.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in the Western Division of the National League. And we know the Dodgers, defending world champions, spent $1 billion. Padres have been close two of the last 3 years. Diamondbacks were actually in the World Series 2 years ago, and they look to be better on paper than they were even then. They had Corbin Burns, as we all know, here in the Charm City. What's the upside this year for Torey Lovello and that Arizona ball club in a very tough NL West?
Yeah, they were a very dangerous team last year. I thought for a while they might have been the most dangerous team. They just kind of collapsed at the end, you know, missed the playoffs with that tiebreaker. But they won 89 games and missed out. But that's a scary rotation. You know, when people talk about the Dodgers being the best team, yeah, they are for 162. But in short series, if you have, you know, Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Eduardo Rodriguez coming at you, yeah, they can be very, very dangerous. So, yeah, they're not going to win the division. Yeah, I wouldn't think so, at least. It should be the Dodgers. But come postseason time, I don't think anybody wants to play those guys.
What separates Arizona from San Diego, then, Bob, chasing L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, San Diego was certainly better last year, for sure. I think just better pitching. You know, they don't have, you know, but San Diego, you still got Yu Darvish and the Michael King, Dylan Cease, and on, but they don't have the same pitching as the Diamondbacks do. And they, and I think also, it's just they seem a lot more thin. I don't think they can survive an injury to say a Tatis or Machado, something like that.
Now, in the National League Central, Milwaukee defending champs and won it with relative ease. And, you know, they've had some injury problems. They do get Yelich back, but, you know, Woodruff, what's he bringing? They traded Williams to the Yankees here. Are the Brewers still 10 games better, Bob Nightingale, than the rest of that division? Who's closing the gap? And what's Terry Francona's impact going to be with the Reds out there as well?
Well, you lose Willie Adames, you know, big time shortstop, and Devin Williams too. They picked up Quintana, but they've had some injuries in spring training already to their starting rotation. I don't know how they won the division last year by 10 games. I don't see that happening. It's pretty wide open. On paper, it should be the Cubs division to lose. They should be the favorites. And I think the team people are sleeping on is Cincinnati Reds. I think with Francona there, I think it's going to make a big difference.
Now, the NL East, that's top-heavy. You have Atlanta and Philly and certainly, you know, the Mets and everything that's going on with that one. The Nats look to be on the rise, maybe not to that level just yet. So how would you handicap the NL East, where with Steve Cohen in the Mets land, is World Series or bust? Is that a realistic goal for them at this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Phillies on paper are still the best team in the division. and I go Atlanta right behind them. I got the Mets third. I know they got Soto, but remember when Soto was in San Diego, they missed the playoffs. San Diego's a lot better team without Soto. So, you know, it's not like he's a massive difference maker, just one guy. I'm not so set on their pitching. And I still worry about Atlanta's pitching, losing Max Fried, losing Charlie Morton, that sort of thing. Philly's pretty loaded, you know, at least come until playoff time. Seems like, you know, what happens is they cruise in the regular season, and then their offense gets shut down in the postseason because they just seem too easy to pitch to.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Featured Artist Friday. Get to the American League, and in particular, the American League East. The Orioles, they got some things cropping up. Kittredge, doesn't look like he's going to be pitching anytime soon. Grayson Rodriguez had the tricep. Velo dropped 6 miles per hour his last start. Gunner's dealing with a side. Westberg just came back from a back. Then you have the Yankees. I didn't know there were enough elbows for Stanton to hurt. Luis Hill's going to miss 3 months. So right now, if you look at the walking wounded for both Baltimore and New York, who's facing the bigger challenges? We're less than 3 weeks away from first pitch.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Bob, they all have flaws. Baltimore, I was surprised they didn't go get their pitcher. I mean, they tried to get Burns. You know, I think Toronto and Baltimore are the, you know, the highest offers for him. He definitely would have got more money from Baltimore than he got from Arizona. They wanted to stay home. But I still think they should have got somebody else, and I think it's going to hurt them. You know, Luis Hill's injury is going to hurt the Yankees big time. We'll see. And then they, you know, Boston. You know, Boston on paper looks good, but still they have a lot of young starting pitching. You know, what's the chance of them, you know, stepping up and doing the same thing as a year ago? So I don't think you're going to have to win 95 games to win the division. I think it's going to be a you know, dogfight with those three teams. And you know, Tampa, they always seem to be in the mix.
Where do the Blue Jays fit in? Maybe the most disappointing team in the division in 2024.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they've been, a, you know, underachieving for years now. This big year, last year with the, you know, with Guerrero, last year with Bichette. I think they have to make the playoffs or we're going to see some firings going on, you know, either on the field, front office, both, that, you know, that sort of thing.
All right, we'll get to the AL Central then. What, three playoff teams last year? The Twins weren't one of them. Injuries have kind of slowed down their building momentum. How would you handicap, outside of the White Sox, of course, the American League Central again on the eve of the season?
Yeah, I think Cleveland drops off. You know, they you know, they trade people away. They don't have, you know, Naylor now, but just they don't seem to be the same team as a year ago. You know, the Twins collapsed down the stretch, epic collapse. So they should, you know, they should be better. And Detroit, the way they finished. So I got to think, you know, Detroit's got to be the favorites just the way they finished the month of September. You know, and now you got, you know, two of the top pitchers, certainly a, you know, Tarik Skubal, the Cy Young winner, and also having Jack Flaherty back. So they can be very, very good.
All right, let's close it out. AL West, we know the A's are kind of the vagabond team or the Athletics until they get to Las Vegas. Better than, hey, they had the same record the Orioles did, I think, in the second half of last season. But who's your favorite, at least today, Bob Nightingale, to win the American League's Western Division?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I still think it might be Houston, but the Christian Walker injury kind of worries you. Oblique injury. Let's see how long he's out. You know, Seattle got the great, great pitching. I mean, they really messed up last year, not taking advantage of it. And, you know, and we'll see. I mean, Angels aren't going to do anything. So I think it's kind of a, I think it's kind of wide open between, you know, the three teams. So we'll see. I'm going to go with Texas. I think Texas, you know, bounce back. You know, Bruce Bochy, they win every other year.
Right.
So I think Texas, and they look very good this spring, and Jacob DeGrom has looked outstanding.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.